We're also joined from Leinster House now by the Minister for the Environment, Climate, Communications and Transport and Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thank you for joining us on the programme. It's accepted, is it, by the government that homelessness will rise as a result of this ban being lifted?
We'll never accept homelessness, Brian, in any circumstances, and avoiding it is our first priority.
I didn't say to accept homelessness. It's accepted that homelessness will rise as a result of this. It will be a consequence of the decision.
Some of the measures that Cabinet have agreed this morning, I believe, may avoid that prospect. And I think actually they're quite transformational in terms of improving tenants' rights and avoiding the prospect of homelessness. That first change that we set out 2 weeks ago, that tenants where a property was likely to be sold or are up for sale would have first right of refusal, is not an insignificant gain in terms of tenants' rights. We are going further in terms of...
When will that take effect?
From the 1st of April. That's what we've agreed this morning at Cabinet, to respond to that criticism that we heard in the last 2 weeks, that you shouldn't have a gap between these new, very transformative measures and the start of the end of the eviction ban. But going further...
Minister, just for clarity, you're saying from the 1st of April, a little over 2 weeks from now, there will be legislation passed through the Oireachtas, is that right? Giving tenants this first right of refusal?
No, we don't believe it will require legislation. We can take the likes of existing systems, the tenant in situ scheme, and expand it and provide that as a mechanism to make sure people don't get homelessness, and also support local authorities and the assisted housing bodies, so that if someone can't afford the purchase of that house, that it's possible for the local authorities and the housing boards to be able to purchase it, and then that increases the public housing stock. That can be rented to the householder at a lower rent. The whole purpose of cost rental being having a property which is in the market but actually comes in at lower market rents.
But Minister, that particular tenant in situ scheme was brought in, was it April of last year, and really it's just a few hundred homes have been purchased under it. I mean, the local authorities have really, in some cases, they've made no purchases.
And that's about to expand significantly to avoid that homelessness issue. The third mechanism, and among several mechanisms which the government will set out in the counter motion to the Sinn Féin motion tonight, is also to allow those who might want to purchase the house that can't afford to do so to have a shared equity scheme, so that up to 30% of the cost can be provided as a grant, and also they can have access to local authority home loans which are lower than the current market rates. And in those mechanisms, allow people to be able to purchase not just a new house under those grants, but existing houses, their own house that they're tenants in. Right. And those measures, I think, are going to be critical to respond to what we all recognise is the biggest challenge of our time, to give our young people particularly the opportunity of building and having
Minister,
a home.
Why, Minister, in the months in which the ban was in place, right through the winter, weren't measures like this being brought forward so you are ready for when the ban was to be lifted?
There are measures. Some of those measures, the likes of that first grant, that home loan grant, was set out 2 weeks ago and has been worked on. The likes, as you
two
said,
2 weeks ago.
Yes, but the work, the work to deliver it, done in the months preceding that. We are introducing a whole suite of new measures, and they are innovative, and they will require a significant change and a step up from our local authorities and the AHBs to deliver them. But I'm confident we can, and in doing so, we actually transform the whole rights for tenants, and that, I believe,
but they are measures that are going to, they are measures that are going to take time to come into effect. I mean, quite clearly from the way you've outlined them today. So has the government got any modelling, done any analysis of the numbers who will be facing eviction with the lifting of the ban at the end of the month?
Those numbers are done on are published on a regular basis, but it's always hard to calculate exactly what each individual, what the circumstances, and they end up. But we did listen to the criticism in the last 2 weeks and say we will avoid a gap so that there are measures for people to have this safety net in place so that they don't fall into homelessness, if at all.
Where's the safety net?
Well, firstly, they get the first right to purchase the property.
That will come in from the 1st of April this year.
And also a grant scheme. So
well, let's just look at the first right. How would that operate? A tenant would be told the landlord wants them out, and then they'd be able to make an offer to buy the property. Is that right?
Yes, and also the mechanism to draw down a grant from the state and also a lower cost
home loan. And how much money has been set aside for that scheme? those
we
grants?
We believe that in the meetings, we had a meeting last night, the party leaders, but also involving a Minister of Finance, a Minister of Public Expenditure and the Minister of Housing and in Cabinet today, we believe we can provide the financing to support all these measures.
How much financing and then has been earmarked for this?
It'll be paid for within the Department of Housing budget, and if there's a need for further financing, government can come back and look at
much?
This. I don't have the exact figure, Brian. It's roughly 4 billion, the overall housing budget that is allocated for this year.
The global figure.
Yes, and within that, I think it is critical. I think the Irish public want this, and we do too, that firstly, what you do is prioritise and prevent people going into homelessness as our budget priority within the existing allocation.
Right. The opposition from within your own party, within the Green Party, to this government decision, Nessa Harrigan has said that she'll vote against the government. She'll vote with the Sinn Féin motion. Will she lose the whip as a result of that, as she did before, and for how long? And also, can she remain on this occasion chair of the Budget Oversight Committee, which she retained after her last vote against the government?
That's a matter for our parliamentary party, and I'll share my thoughts until we meet, if we need to, after the vote tomorrow night. But I believe any assessment, and listening to what Nessa herself has said in recent weeks, of what we were looking to try and deliver and do in government, that we have actually, while nothing is easy and nothing is certain and nothing is perfect, we have actually, as part of a government, made a significant change to the whole issue of how we protect tenants' rights in this country. And in the decision in Cabinet today, gone further to make sure we delivered that in a timely manner. That's not easy. It will require the Department of Housing to act fast and local authorities, but we believe they can. And government, in making these measures, I think, have delivered of what a lot of the Green Party set out in our manifesto and over the years.
Right.
We always stood for tenant rights and for reform in housing, and we are delivering that in government.
Before I let you go, you got Cabinet approval today for your energy windfall tax, which I think has been in the pipeline for some time now. It's estimated that it could deliver, and it's a pretty big range, anywhere between 280 million euro and 600 million euro. Why is it proving so difficult to be more precise about what it might yield?
Because it depends on what the price of gas is into the coming months, and that's been varied. That's something you can't be absolutely certain about. But we do have the legislation now prepared, and we'll go into the Dáil with it and introduce it, so that we set for those fossil fuel companies, the limited number of the part where it will apply, there is a 75% windfall tax on the excess profits they would have received because of the high energy prices due to the war in Ukraine. And for those electricity companies, those supply companies, similarly, where anyone has made a profit that they haven't passed on to the consumer, we will tap that, and that'll be part of a fund which will help to lower electricity bills. It's a part of what we've been doing right through the last year and a half, 2 years, is introducing policy measures to try and protect our people. It, as I said, it will be lower the level of revenue than was originally expected because the gas prices are lower, but it's absolutely, I think, at the top end of what European governments are doing in terms of protecting our people, and I'm looking forward to introducing it in the Dáil.
Eamon Ryan, Leader of the Green Party, thanks for talking to us on the programme.